Welcome to the Waves Ministry Podcast. My name is Caroline Tomlin.
And I am Michael Tomlin, and we are your hosts.
We encourage and equip girls, ministry leaders, and families in knowing their identity and calling while cheering them on to start making waves for Christ in their homes, communities, and world.
It's a joy to bring some encouraging and thought-provoking conversations that will help you navigate life and start making an impact everywhere you go, as well as walking out at home. We have some amazing guests that make an impact, all while walking out their faith in a practical way.
Before you hear today's conversation, I want to ask that you would leave a 5-star review and share this episode with at least one friend that you think might like this or need it.
We'd also like to connect with you on Instagram at Waves Ministry Inc. All right, let's get on with our conversation.
Hey guys!
Hey guys!
We're back with another episode of the Waves Ministry Podcast, and we are so excited to welcome our friend Ashley. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Ashley is actually a high schooler herself. She lives on the Emerald Coast, so she is what we would call local.
Yeah.
Even though she doesn't live like down the road from us, she's about an hour away from us. But she's a friend of the Emerald Coast, yeah. And she's a local high school student. And what I love about that is she's also interning for Waves Ministry this summer. We're so excited. And she is going to have a huge role in Waves Ministry, where she is going to be our sponsorship intern, somebody that's going to be working with the people that actually support us having girls conferences, yep, here locally, nationally, and then globally. And so we are so excited because there are so many people that they want to come and attend the conference, but then there's other people that they're like, I can't attend and help that way, but I can sew in financially to make sure that girls are impacted. So she's going to be working directly with those people. And we're so excited that she said yes to that. But along with Ashley, one of the things that we love about Ashley as we've gotten to know her is she has a passion for Jesus. Yes. She's on her local youth band worship team at her own church that she attends. She also is a dancer. If you're a dancer, you will relate well to her. I know I did cheer and dance. And so whenever I've seen her social media and I've heard different things about what she's doing, and I'm just like, oh, that's such a sweet time of life. Yeah. And so thank you so much for being a part of Waves, Ashley. We really appreciate you doing that. But tell us a little bit. I've given them like a brief synopsis, but you tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, I mean, you covered pretty much everything I was going to say, but yes, I am in high school and I do spend a lot of time at dance. I think I've been dancing for about 14 years now.
Wow.
So it's been quite a long time. And outside of school and dance, like you said, I'm a worship leader in the youth band at the church that I go to.
So cool.
So you sing?
Yes.
Right? Dude, there's many things I can't do, but worship and like instruments and singing, I can't do, but in another life, maybe I would have been Carrie Jobe. Anyway. we're so thankful for that you're on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, so as we always do, we always like to kind of set things up off a little fun note. And so the question that we're asking this season is, what is your favorite song to listen to that gets you just pumped up, like hyped up?
This is kind of a hard question. So I think it would have to be either No Longer Bound by Forrest Frank.
We love him.
Or Getaway Car by Taylor Swift.
Nice. Nice. Have you been following all the Swiftie drama with the games and her boyfriend? No. Okay. You're not a Swiftie.
I have not.
It's okay. Our 10-year-old is a Swiftie.
So I've had to learn to be a Swiftie.
We have all been indoctrinated to the Swift culture. So anyway, but that's awesome. And we love Forrest Frank. Like,
yeah,
he's amazing.
Yeah, he's the bomb.
Amazing.
It's really good.
That's awesome. Well, you know, we have been doing this series just talking about storms in life. And, you know, sometimes whenever we have storms, sometimes you can just kind of like feel that a storm's coming. Like, you could just feel it brewing. And sometimes they just kind of pop up out of nowhere and you're like, whoa, where'd that come from? And so whenever you think about some of the storms that you've faced, Ashley, when is a time that you could feel a storm coming? And how did you, knowing that a storm was coming, prepare yourself?
Well, a literal storm that I went through was when I was about 11, and there was a hurricane that came through the area. And at the time, I wasn't super mature in my faith, and I wasn't really serious about my walk with the Lord, but I've always grown up a Christian, so that definitely had something to do with it. But, you know, we bought our supplies and we were getting ready for the storm. And looking back, I can see how God was faithful in that and how he provided for us. Like, even though I didn't fully rely on him, he was still there for me and for my family. And he was with us the whole way.
Yeah.
That's really
cool. I remember, you know, whenever we have these like major storms that come through the area, like major hurricanes, you know, you like it. It's funny because
respect the ocean.
Yeah.
Like it is a beast.
But it is like you're like, God always finds a way to show his mercy and his faithfulness, and that like some people may not recognize it, but those who tend to follow Jesus can say, God, you're in this. And whether I get damaged from these storms and hurricanes or whether I don't, like, I see your faithfulness and your goodness in the midst of like my anxiety and fear and because that's a scary time.
Yeah.
But God comforts us whenever we feel that way.
Well, and I think about, even as you said, like you got your hurricane supplies, that a lot of us like that live on the Emerald Coast or live on the beach, I usually in the beginning of hurricane season and go and buy up stuff and have it prepared. But then whenever there is a hurricane threat, you actually, it's like, everybody's getting gas, everybody's getting bread, milk, you know, like they're getting all the flashlights. They're making sure they have plenty of batteries, candles, all the things. And they're doing that. And it's kind of like this weird, like frenzy of like fear and excitement of like, is it going to be a hurricane party where we sit and watch movies
and we eat
all of our snacks that we don't have and we don't have school, or is it going to be like devastation?
And
it's like, there's kind of this toss up, but there is this camaraderie among people as they're in line and they're getting those things. And you're thinking through like, okay, if I have to survive, what is it that I actually need?
Yeah.
At this moment. And there's something to that, I think, even spiritually, that whenever you are preparing to go into a storm and you see or you hear that a storm's coming, there are supplies that you need. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is one thing that maybe people could stop and pray about and go, okay, God, what are the tools that I need in my tool belt, like a hurricane supply kit, you know, that I need for the storm as I approach? Like, what do you want me to have in my quiver, if you will, to prepare for this battle that's ahead? So that's a really cool thought and analogy.
Yeah. And on the flip side of that, like, when was a time where a storm just kind of popped up out of nowhere where you didn't really see it coming? And how did you respond to it when that happened?
So when I was 14, I woke up one morning and it just smelled like smoky, like someone had been grilling something, but it was like probably 5:30 or 6 in the morning. So that was kind of odd. And so I woke up my sister and I was like, it smells kind of smoky out here. Like, do you smell anything? And she smelled it too, but we didn't really think much of it because that had never happened before. And then it was about an hour or an hour and a half later, and we were about to leave for school, and my mom had gotten out of bed and she was frantic because there was a grill in our backyard and somewhere around there like caught on fire. So there was a fire in our backyard this morning, and not this morning, but that morning. And so like none of us really knew what to do because this had never happened to us before. And so my mom had called 911 and was trying to get the fire department over here. And at this point, I was trying to get more serious in my walk with the Lord and more serious about my faith. And so, like, I didn't know what to do. And so I just stood inside the house and I just prayed. And I prayed that he would just have us be calm and give us peace. And I knew that this was happening for a reason. And this is kind of silly, but I always like being early to things and I always like being definitely not late. And so it was the second day of school and I was really worried about being late to school. And I was like, I think I might be late to school this day, but honestly, like if it's part of your plan, I know that you're in control. And then I don't even think I was late to school that day. Like everything just worked out and God just did what he does. And it was definitely all part of his plan.
That's really cool. I love that your response. How old were you at that time?
I was 14.
Yeah. I love that your response was immediately to just pray. Like that's such a easy response that it's like, we tend to freak out or do all these other things. And it's like, really, we just need to go to the problem solver and that's it. You know,
yes.
when I think about, there's a scripture from Isaiah 40 verse 31, and it talks about waiting on the Lord and renewing, and how whenever we wait on him, he renews our strength. And that we then mount up on wings like eagles, so that we can soar above, and the eagles soar above storms. That's they get to coast right above those storms. When have you found yourself soaring above a storm, and how did you stay grounded in peace during that storm?
So last semester, I was taking my math class through the local college, and this was the first class I had taken.
That's hard.
Yes, I was really nervous about it, but I was working really hard the whole semester, trying to make sure that I did really well in the class. And then the final rolled around, and I had heard bad things about this final. I'd heard it was really hard. And even my teacher said it was really hard. And so me and all my classmates.
They're like, by the way, I made this really hard. And you're like, am I supposed to say thank you? I don't know.
It was really it's
hard
scary.
For you, it's hard for me. Right?
Yes.
Sorry.
You're good. But we were all just freaking out about this test. And so I'd started studying kind of inconsistently a week or two before the test. And then more hardcore studying about 3 days before. And then I woke up the morning.
I was.
Oh, me too.
I was like, oh, the day before, I should probably study. Sorry, go ahead.
I woke up that morning and I went to school, and me and like a bunch of my classmates just went to my math teacher's room, and we were studying for this test, trying to make sure that we knew everything, that we were confident in it. And then one of the girls that was in our group was like, we just need to pray for this. Like, can someone pray for us? And so we just were in my math teacher's classroom and we just all prayed for this test. And we're like, we thanked him for the class, even though it was really hard. And we prayed that we would do well. And we trusted that he already knew the outcome. And I feel like as a group, we did pretty well. Like, I definitely believe that praying helped the situation for sure. And knowing that God knew the outcome gave us all peace that he already knew what was going to happen and that he was in control.
That's really cool. So cool. I love that, you know, y'all turn to prayer together, you know, like what a testimony too of like whenever you're anxious about something to pray and pray in partnership, you know, like that's amazing.
And what's really cool is that we tend to forget that God cares about the little things. Right. Like we know, you know, we tend to pray for all these, God do these big things, but really God also cares about the little things, right? My test, right? All the little things, you know, God is in the details of our lives, and in the lives, we all are going through different things and different seasons and different stages of life. And sometimes we get so preoccupied with things that we tend to forget that like God actually cares about those details, you know, like you could ask, well, God, help me with my, you know, help my mom. She's struggling. Help my family. They're sick. Help this. And we want all the big things, but sometimes it's like, you know, God, help. You know, we had a guest on this season and she was talking about how there was a time where she just like, all she could say was help. She had nothing else to say. And so I it's just, it reminds me, like sometimes all we have is just saying, God help. Like you care about the details. You care about the little things too. So I think it's pretty cool that, you know, your thought was, I don't know what to do, so I'll just pray. Yeah. You know, When storms, when these storms come in our lives, we tend to, our flesh tends to get in the way sometimes, right? Sometimes we might muster up and try to think, well, I can do it, God. I can show God that I can do it, right? I'm big and strong. Or I'm tempted to run to, you know, substances. Or I tend to run to bad and toxic relationships. Or, you know, what are, when these types of storms hit your life, you know, what are some of those temptations that you face when you're in those storms?
So there was this one time where I was in a friend group, and then I kind of felt like I wasn't as included as I used to be, and that I could be spending more time with friends that really encouraged me and where the friendships were beneficial. And changing friend groups is a really difficult thing to do. Like, it's not easy.
Oh, yeah.
It was really tempting. It was really tempting for me to just stay with the same friends because that's what I knew and that's what was comfortable. But there's a verse that mentions how iron sharpens iron and friendships, like friends can strengthen each other up.
Yes.
And so I had to remember that if the friendships weren't being really beneficial and strengthening, then it was important for me to spend more time with friends that really were encouraging to me.
That's awesome.
That's really, really cool.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. I'm a dad, and when I see, you know, my kids being in the similar case where they feel like they're being left out or they're not really as included as they used to be. And you know, me being Mr. Personality, and, you know, I'm like, well, go make new friends. You know, it's super easy. But it is a challenging thing, because you might could talk to somebody, but to get into that group, into a different group, it is a little challenging, and it's scary. And there's a lot of anxiety that comes along with that. Cause you're like, oh my gosh, what if they don't like me? What if they think I'm weird? What if I have this? What if it's not healthy to be in this group where you're being kind of torn down, or you're being, you know, you're not being sharpened. You know, it's a dulling rather than a sharpening.
Well, and I think too, like, there are natural stages and breaks where it's easy to transition friend groups, that it's like, okay, we're transitioning from eighth grade to ninth grade. Some people will go to different schools, and like, we're all going to a new campus. And so like, there's kind of this like, okay, you know, but the farther I think you get into high school, I think it gets tougher and tougher. Would you say that is the case? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause I know, like, I was, don't judge me, I was a cheerleader in high school, and I decided not to cheer my senior year. And that was, a lot of people were not nice to me about that, because they were like, it's your senior year. This is our time to shine. We are the girls. Like, you know, they were like that whole thing. And I was like, I don't want to be run by practices.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be run by whether I have a bow in my ponytail. And if I don't have a bow in my ponytail, I'm going to get a demerit. Like, I wanted to just attend all the things as a senior and just be in the senior class. And so a lot of my friends kind of me, you know, because I wasn't going to keep doing the cheer thing. And I felt like I had to find a new friend group my senior year. And I was like, you know, and it was a tough senior year for me at first. But I found some people that were Christians and that were believed. Like, I went to a Christian school, so bleh. But I mean, real Christians. I found some girls that were like actually into the word, and like, you know, I surrounded myself with them, and I was like, man, there's like not drama here. And like, if I'm wanting to go into ministry school, they're not judging me for it. Or if I don't want to go to that party after the ball game and drink, I'm not getting pressured by these girls to do that. Like, you know, and there becomes some weird nuances, I think, the older you get in high school, even just transitioning friend groups. And like you said, sometimes it's just easier just to like stay put. And I cannot even imagine, like, I know the pressure I felt. I can't imagine the pressure you guys feel now, like with all the social media and all that stuff, because then it's like, well, I don't even want to get into all that, but I just feel like it can be a very toxic thing, you know? So, I applaud you for that, and for going towards being sharpened in a good environment.
Yep.
And I think that's really amazing. What is it that you now see that God was trying to show you in the midst of that particular storm?
So in that storm and all the other storms that have gone on in my life, I can see how God has shown me how he provides, and how he's unchanging, how even when life gets really crazy and friends change and just a bunch of things, how things change, how he's always the same. And he's also shown me how he's a refuge in times of trouble and how I can come to him in all things and he'll always be there and he'll always respond.
That is so good. That is so good. How do you see God's faithfulness kind of repeating through all these storms that you endure?
I would say I've seen God's faithfulness through everything that he provided, through neighbors and family and friends, especially in the hurricane. Even though I didn't rely on him as much as I know I should have, he was still faithful to just be there for me, for my community and my family, and just provide everything that he did.
Probably even when you didn't see it or know it, he was doing things, you know, on your behalf. And you're like, as an 11-year-old, you couldn't conceive of it.
Yeah.
But now as you get older, you're like, oh, wow. Like God literally sent people into our area and he sent that person to tarp our house, or, you know, like you see it totally different in hindsight. That's really cool.
You do. And it's funny because there's a prayer that I've prayed since I was a teenager, and it's more of a gratitude of saying, God, you are faithful even when I am not. Like, God's faithfulness is not dictated or determined on your faithfulness to him, because he blesses both the just and the unjust. God chooses whom he blesses, but he's a good father. He knows how to give good gifts. That if your earthly father gives good gifts, how much more does God our Father give to us? So I've like, as you grow in life and as our lives have gone, you to see, God, you are faithful even when I am not. Mm-hmm. Like, your faithfulness is so good, and it is your kindness that leads me into you. And I don't know, I could really get off on that because I'm so excited about it.
Well, and you know, thinking about back several years ago, I had a house fire myself. And my word for the year, that year of the house fire, was the word faithful. And I remember in January of that year, me praying through that word and the Lord saying, this year is not about my faithfulness. This is about your faithfulness. Ooh. And I was like, oh, I don't like that word. But as things progressed in that year, I remember thinking like, wow, like when you look at scripture, there are times where God sends storms. Like, God sent a storm to Jonah to get him in the right place. Our baby is crying. Michael's having to go check on her. But there are times that God sends storms, and then there are times that storms come from the enemy, right? And it's like God, his promise is his faithfulness to be with you in the storm, no matter what, you know? And it's like, he is so good that he never drops the ball. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. That's just how good he is. And so anyway, I thank you so much for sharing with us just about the storms that you've experienced and about the testimonies of God's goodness and how he provided and his faithfulness to you in the midst of those storms. So thank you for sharing with us and being vulnerable. Just sharing really awesome stories. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Ashley, we are so excited to have you a part of Waves Ministry this summer, joining us as an intern. And we are so excited because our tickets go on sale for our conference on March 1st. And so we are giving away 100 free tickets on March 1st. If you're seeing this and the time has already passed, go online and buy your ticket for $30. You can still do that. Our deadline will be until mid-May for $30, and then the price will increase. So we hope you will take advantage of that early bird discount.
Yep.
And we are excited to see you this summer, Ashley, in your involvement with Waves. And guys, on the podcast, we will see you in our next episode. Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to the Waves Ministry Podcast.
For more information about our ministry, check out our website at wavesministryinc.org and our social media at Waves Ministry Inc. on all social platforms.
Today, we hope you will start making waves in your home, community, and world.